As a nation founded in Revolutionary War, the United States has frequently been ensnared in military conflict. War occupies not only our history books and our national calendar, but also American popular culture, from songs, movies, and museums to our literary tradition.
Almost all of our prominent writers have written about war. Herman Melville, Walt Whitman, Mark Twain, Nathaniel Hawthorne. But even after those writers of the late 19th century, people like William Faulkner wrote about war. His first novel is a work named Soldier's Pay, which is about World War I. Hemingway, of course, wrote about war. So many of our most famous authors, and they wrote about it in any number of genres, poetry, fiction, nonfiction, essays. Once you move beyond writers, obviously sermons, letters, diaries.
Cynthia Wachtel is Research Associate Professor of American Studies at Yeshiva University in New York City. She has explored how American authors record and present their impressions of military conflict.
Even since historic times, there's been two ways of looking at war. The very romantic view of war as heroic, as gallant, as valiant, and an anti-war way of looking at war. And you can see that in things like Lysistrata and the Trojan Woman, going back to classical literature. But you can also see it reflected in Civil War literature. It wasn't acceptable during the Civil War to be questioning the morality of war. It wasn't acceptable to be showing certain aspects of war. For example, war deaths in popular literature of the Civil War were highly sanitized. Men maybe took a bullet to the breast, and they died painless deaths, and they were buried immediately, and their friends mourned over them, and it was all very tidy. You didn't, for example, see in Civil War literature in instances in which men took a bullet to the head or had agonizing deaths or were left anonymously on the battlefield. So there's this range of ways in which war is conveyed, and this is true through to the present, but certainly true at the time of the Civil War. And if we delve, though, we can see that writers were questioning the morality of war, if only in their private letters, in their diaries, in less popularly published works, that there was this range of interpretations of war from the earliest days of the Civil War, and it's continued through to the present.
One of America's most lyrical observers of war was the 19th century poet and essayist Walt Whitman, a pioneer of free verse. Whitman's most famous work, entitled Leaves of Grass, was first published 6 years before hostilities commenced in the Civil War. His perceptions of war would evolve, especially during the long agonizing months when Whitman volunteered as a nurse tending to injured soldiers. His complex views are discussed in Cynthia Wachtel's book, War No More, The Anti-War Impulse in American Literature.
So Whitman started out the war in New York City, and he was in his early 40s, and he didn't enlist. However, he did write a number of poems helping with enlistments, encouraging people to enlist, sort of upbeat battle recruiting poems. And his brother went off to fight in the war among the very, very earliest volunteers.
Squads gather everywhere by common consent and arm. The new recruits, even boys, the old men show them how to wear their accoutrements. They buckle the straps carefully. Outdoors arming, indoors arming, the flash of the musket barrels. War, be it weeks, months, or years, an armed race is advancing to welcome it.
And when the Battle of Fredericksburg arrived, in December of 1862, Whitman found out from his newspaper that his brother had been injured in that battle. But the newspaper didn't give an indication of how severely his brother had been injured, and there's no way to know other than to rush to Fredericksburg as his family's emissary and try to find his brother and see if his brother was still alive. So Whitman did that, and he found his brother quite well. He had a gash to the cheek, but was recovering and was going to be fine. But Whitman was really horrified by what he saw when he arrived in Fredericksburg. One of the first sights he saw was a heap of amputated limbs outside improvised field hospital. And he saw the bodies of men blackened and bloated who'd been killed in the battle, and these bodies at the time that he was visiting were left unburied. So he sort of had a moral revulsion from war. He had supported the Union cause, and he continued to support the Union cause, but we see in his private writings him dealing with his conflict of convictions. How do you condone war when it's inherently immoral. And in his diary, dating from this period when he visited Fredericksburg, he confides to his diary his doubts about war and confides to his diary certain images of war which would never appear in his published poetry. For example, he wrote in his diary, "Oh, the hideous damned hell of war. Were the preachers preaching of hell? Oh, there is no hell more damned than this hell of war."
What do you think that Walt Whitman meant when he wrote at one point that real war will never get in the books?
So I think he was really conflicted. Walt Whitman wanted to believe in America. He's the great, you know, democratic voice of America, and not democratic as in Democrats versus Republicans, but as in celebrating America, celebrating all Americans, celebrating the potential of America. So he wanted to believe that the Civil War demonstrated the best of America, that people had put aside their self-interest to fight for this common good, that the crass materialism, the individualism that was sort of selfish before the war was being replaced by this honorable venture of war.
Glory, glory, glory.